This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The Maryland man the White House admitted was mistakenly deported to an El Salvador prison 2 months ago is on his way back to the U.S., according to sources familiar with the matter. Kilmar Abrego-Garcia became a flashpoint in the Trump administration's sweeping deportation efforts of alleged gang members. ABC's Catherine Falder says Abrego-Garcia will face criminal charges in the U.S.
We're told by sources that he's on his way back because he is facing criminal charges. He has been indicted by a federal grand jury, an indictment that remains under seal, on charges related to human trafficking. So once in the United States, he will face federal criminal charges for allegedly transporting undocumented migrants within the United States. That stems from that 2022 Tennessee Highway Patrol traffic stop where Abrego-Garcia was pulled over for speeding. He was in that car with eight other people who he was transporting.
The Supreme Court upheld a lower court's ruling ordering the Trump administration to facilitate the return of Abrego-Garcia. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Trump administration is scrutinizing Wisconsin's top election agency. Federal funding for voter education and poll worker training could be on the line. The U.S. Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division issued a sharp warning to the Wisconsin Elections Commission in a letter yesterday, saying that the agency is out of compliance with federal law. At issue, the DOJ says the commission lacks a proper administrative complaint process, a requirement under the Help America Vote Act, or HAVA. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is a bipartisan body established roughly a decade ago by former Governor Scott Walker. It oversees election guidance for nearly 2,000 local clerks, and the agency does have a complaint system and investigative process in place. Any eligible Wisconsin voter can file a complaint, but the DOJ's letter suggests that may not meet federal standards. Since 2002, Wisconsin has received more than $77 million to help administer elections after HAVA, the post-2000 election law that aimed to make voting more accessible and secure. This latest federal push comes amid continued complaints over a mobile voting van used in Racine during a primary years ago. The city said the van expanded access for voters, but former Racine GOP chair Kenneth Brown disagreed and sued. The case went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which tossed it out earlier this year. The court's liberal majority ruled that Brown wasn't personally harmed and had no standing. State Republican lawmakers are taking another swing. A new bill, backed by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, would make it easier to sue if complaints to the Election Commission were dismissed. That proposal had a public hearing earlier this week. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
A homestand for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers begin a 12-game homestand tonight, their longest of the season, against the Padres. That's followed by the Braves next week. And then the second-place Cardinals, the crew coming off a day's rest after beating the Reds 9-1 on Wednesday. NFL, Aaron Rodgers will sign a one-year deal to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Rodgers has kept in touch with their head coach.
Listen, I've talked to Mike Tomlin, great dude. It was nice to go into the city. I never really spent any time in Pittsburgh than the few times we've played there. But yeah, I've enjoyed talking to Mike.
NBA Finals, Oshkosh North High School grad Tyrese Halliburton has done it again. A last second shot to lead the Pacers to a win in the playoffs, 111-110 over the Thunder in game one of the finals.
Man, we just, we keep believing and we stay together. And it ain't over till it's over. It ain't over till it hits zero. And we just keep pushing. So like I said, really proud of this group.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Overcast but calm today, with comfortable high temperatures scraping about 70 and rain likely. Maybe some rumbles of thunder this afternoon. Starting the day off tomorrow with partial sunshine, highs will reach the mid-70s. But more scattered showers and some storms could pop up in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, oil and gas industry expert Matt Randolph, also known as Mr. Global, will be here to talk about all things energy in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allball Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allball.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allball, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our producer and engineer. It is Friday, TGIF, June 6th, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. A little sun out, a couple of clouds here. There's still a little bit of smoke in the air. Our meteorology team says that's going to linger. First, it was like, oh, it'll be done by Tuesday. Then Wednesday. It just keeps hanging on like a bad girlfriend or a boyfriend, like Trump and Musk. Just keeps. Trump said that Elon was wearing thin, by the way. That's in one of his texts. I appreciated that. But no, the smoke is going to be, they're saying now, hopefully by the end of the weekend. But all in all, I think temperatures in the 70s, more or less. Be a nice weekend to get out and get around. By the way, many thanks to Brady Ewing for being on the show here in the last hour. Always a great time with Brady. One of those guys, one of those people that just make you feel better for sitting down and chatting with him. So many thanks for Brady for being here with us. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to try to get in a couple more news headlines yet this hour. One from Milwaukee, open records laws, where a reporter for WTMJ4 television in Milwaukee was not allowed to go to a public school board meeting. Ramifications of that. And things are getting bananas out in D.C. We'll explain a little bit later. And at the bottom of the hour, just after our news update, our friend and ongoing contributor, the managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine, directly from Brooklyn, New York, with a look at the wild, the wacky, the week in review, stupid human things at the bottom of the hour. But right now it's 8 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing give away, no prize money involved, just your chance to have your voice heard. And what more do you want than that? You can be heard all across Wisconsin, all 11 news talk sports stations in the Civic Media Radio Network. No better place to have your product, your business advertised than on our network. We would appreciate you. We would love to partner with you. Check us out at civicmedia.us. civicmedia.us. All right. Category today, fast food-ish. I don't know about you, but could be on the road a little bit. I might, although I'm supposed to have less fast food now that I have a fatty liver.
I think you should heed that advice.
Yes. I'm holding off on a dramatic diet change until I'm seeing my doctor in a couple of weeks.
Okay, and, that's fair. And that's completely fair.
And the nutritionist. So, yeah,
good to get some advice.
Yeah,
that's
before I just completely change everything. Anyway, we're not going to go into that right now. Fast food, burgers. What's worse, the Whopper or a Big Mac? Whopper or a Big Mac? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the aforementioned Civic Media app. Download it on your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store, little search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. Pops up, download it. It's free. Takes less than a minute. It's what Gayle King at CBS calls a deal. Wouldn't it be great one of these days, go out to New York, try to see Gayle King, and I'd say, Gayle, all I want you to do is say, it's a deal. Think she'd do that? Probably not.
Maybe.
She's Oprah's friend. What is she going to talk to me for? What's worse? Anyway, download the Civic Media app, and you can text us the answer as well. Or call 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, the Whopper or the Big Mac? Off the text line right now. Let's go back up, Zomers. First couple of ones of those. We got Robert in McFarland on WMDX says, oh, my God, the Big Mac is a giant pile of crap. Had to clean it up a little bit for a radio there. Where was he? It disappeared. Where was that? The Whopper is considered quality and fast food world. Oh, all right. Big Mac. That was Robert. So Robert saying that the Big Mac is worse. Oscar in Madison listening on WMDX says the Big Mac is worse because you get more bread than you do meat. All right. Let's see here. Robert, we're not going to, don't be mean on McFarland. We read your text, all right? Roger, I see what he's saying. I get it now. I'm sorry, Robert. I apologize. He says Culver's is not fast food. Your apps see as quality because you usually have to wait a little bit longer. So, yes, I'm sorry, Robert. I absolutely 100% agree with you. I said in the first hour, we know it's better. What's better is Culver's, but what's worse, the Whopper or the Big Mac? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Roger in Stevens Point, listening in, says the Big Mac is worse. The special sauce is gross. What else here? Cam and Appleton, as an ex-professional.
The Whopper is the worst flavor-wise, but you can get six Whoppers for $15 if you have coupons, including six fries.
I did not know that. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Ollie, listening in the beautiful North Woods. Ollie, Whopper or Big Mac? What's worse?
The Big Mac is much worse. Not enough meat, and I am like the gentleman before, the sauce stinks.
Not a fan of the sauce.
Although I have to admit that I always loved the Whopper when they were actually flame broiled.
Oh, yes. Right.
They're not the same anymore as they used to be, but they're still much better than a Big Mac.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Very good, Ollie. I appreciate seeing it.
Could I just take a minute
yes.
to remind everybody about the March for Veterans that is being held in Appleton this evening? If you're in the area, get on down there and support our vets. They deserve it.
Absolutely. What time does that start? You know, Ollie in Appleton?
It starts, I believe, at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And runs till 7:30. And it's a bipartisan, peaceful protest.
Well, that's great. No, we always appreciate honoring our veterans. And absolutely, on this D-Day, Ollie, thank you very much for that reminder. Appleton tonight. Thanks, Ollie, for that reminder. Dana in La Crosse participating in our What's Worse, the Whopper or the Big Mac, says actually they're both pretty terrible. But I can enjoy either one as well. Either one as well, depending on my appetite and how well it's prepared that day. All right. Chris listening in Janesville, Wisconsin. By the way, the city of the bridge, the city of parks, as I learned on Pete Schwab's show, says Chris in Janesville says, hands down, the Big Mac is worse. But now that McDonald lawyers are trying to distance themselves from Trump, maybe I'll change. I did not know that, Chris. I did not know that. Steve, listening on WMDX in Milwaukee, says the Big Mac is definitely worse. Wow, this is really trending one way here. Judy, listening in Lodi, says the Big Mac is worse because it has too much bread. I prefer more meat versus the extra bread. Judy from Lodi, I'm with you there on, Judy. Brian in Green Bay, listening on WMDX, but he's in Green Bay, home of WGBW. We're going to be up there broadcasting next Friday from GBW. Cannot wait for that. Says both sandwiches give me the bathroom. I'll just say that. Need to use the restroom after that. Mike, there we go. Mike, listening to WGBW in Green Bay, says, I don't eat burgers, but I certainly enjoy a Whopper from time to time. This is pretty good. What's worse, the Whopper or the Big Mac? Greg in Genesee Depot, Big Mac, Whopper is much better. So the Big Mac is worse. Whopper is much better. Really, I can't afford either one right now. Isn't that the truth?
They keep jacking up the prices.
I think I maybe told this story a while back, but I don't know. Long story super short. When I was at UW Richland, our soccer coach there, Tracy Krieger, God rest his soul, he loved Burger King. And we would go to, and I would usually go like a Whopper Jr. And so I hadn't been in a Burger King in years. And I don't know why, a few months back, it's the smell. That's what it was. I was in the neighborhood, and that smell got me. I'm like, I'm going to. So I got a Whopper Jr., a fry, and either a small or medium drink. And it was like over $10.
Yeah, it's expensive now.
And I thought, I can go to Culver's and get a single butter burger, fries, and a soda for like $7, $7.50, something like that.
And it's way better.
Yeah. I can't believe how much Burger King, McDonald's, those places have really jacked up the prices.
Yeah, if you want to go there to either of those places, you have to use coupons or the app that they have to make it more reasonably priced. Otherwise, it's just insane.
See, that's another reason I like Culver's better, is because you get real live, awesome human beings taking your order. And now, occasionally I go to McDonald's because I love their breakfast bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
They are good. Those are good.
And about two times a year, I have a filet of fish. I get a hankering for a McDonald's filet of fish. But now you go into most McDonald's, there's like one live person and three or four touchscreen kiosks you have to order through. And I'm like, I did not. It was my understanding that AI technology was not going to be required to place my order. Culver's, by the way, if you want to, you can place an order through their app now.
I've not done it.
You can see a real human or that. What's worse, the Whopper or the Big Mac? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Cameron Appleton says Culver's also has a great shrimp basket. Yes, they certainly do. Robert McFarland, I'll occasionally order Culver's online when the line outside is ungodly long. Sometimes I'll even order online when I'm in line.
That works. You can do that too.
All right, Zobbers, what's worse, Whopper or Big Mac?
I think I'm going to have to go with the Whopper because Burger King does not agree with me. I'll leave it at that. Right. Not that I like Big Macs. I've only had one. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I agree with what people are saying. I would prefer to have a better meat ratio there than mostly bread.
Michael in Tosa, listening to WMDX, says the Big Mac is worse. It is a bun and lettuce with a tiny meat patty. The Whopper has the meat.
No, you can't say that. Arby's owns that.
Arby's, we have the meat. I'm gonna disagree with you, Zomers, on this one. I'm gonna agree with most of our listeners today. I'm gonna say the Big Mac is worse for the aforementioned reasons.
Maybe I would agree if I could eat a Whopper, but I'm not gonna try.
And I agree with Ollie when they used to do the whole char broil thing. They have it like on a conveyor belt over flames. They were better then. But like I said before, the prices on the Whoppers have just gone crazy. And also they don't do the whole, I miss like the crown and the actual Burger King. It used to be a thing. They used to have a king that was Burger King. Just like you don't see Ronald McDonald anymore. You don't see Grimace.
You see Grimace.
Do you see Grimace?
Yeah, they recently had a they did a thing on social media where they said they were going to have a Grimace burger, but you could at least get the Grimace meal.
The Hamburglar.
Hamburglar? Yeah, they're bringing those back a little
bit. Are they really? Well, good for them. All right, thanks for playing along. We'll come back with some news headlines after this. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday, TGIF, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM. Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper, Impossible, or Bacon, Whopper, I rule this day. MBK, have it your way.
I haven't heard that in a long time. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Our what's worse today? Whopper versus Big Mac.
It appears.
It wasn't even close.
Yeah, Big Mac is worse,
according to our listeners. Yeah, yeah. So well done, Zombers. Welcome back to the show. Some breaking news across the wires at this hour, according to many news sources. This one is from CNN. Kilmar Umbregal Garcia, the Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador in March, has been returned to the United States only to face federal criminal charges, according to Attorney General Pam Bondi this afternoon. For months, the Trump administration has been locked into an intense standoff with federal judiciary over court orders for the government to, quote unquote, facilitate Umbregal Garcia's return from El Salvador, where he was mistakenly deported in mid-March, in a situation that one federal judge warned could present a, quote, incipient crisis, unquote, between the two branches. Umbregal Garcia has been now indicted on two criminal charges in the Middle District of Tennessee: conspiracy to unlawfully transport illegal aliens for financial gain, and unlawful transportation of illegal aliens for financial gain. I'm going to step away from the story. I'm not sure. Maggie Dawn may go into this more in her show. She is certainly an attorney. And Jim Santel on Amicus, a law review, will most certainly be talking about this tomorrow on Saturday at 9 o'clock. But this, what it appears now, and pun intended, that the administration has trumped up federal charges against Embrego Garcia over something that he was already found essentially innocent of in the local courts. So now Trump has complied, the administration has complied with the judicial order to bring Embrego Garcia back to the U.S. from El Salvador, but now they've just created new charges for him on the federal level to send him right back to El Salvador. So disturbing to say the least. We'll, as I said, maintain and continue to watch this and have more updates. But that is the breaking news at this hour. Kilmar Embrego Garcia has been returned to the United States from El Salvador, but now faces at least two criminal charges at the federal level. Want to get to this. Tariffs. The Trump tariffs. That was happening in D.C. And we, a lot of times these are tough to understand. But once in a while, somebody in Congress gets it right. And as our former, a longtime judge down in, speaking of Tennessee, Judge Weissman, the late, great Judge Weissman, liked to say it, put it down there where the chickens can get at it. Want to play you this clip now from Representative Madeline Dean of Michigan, who is...
No, of Pennsylvania.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Thank you for the correction. Of Pennsylvania, who is questioning Secretary Howard Lutnick on the tariffs. And over, she has some bananas in front of her. And this is simple to understand, and it gets the point across. Here is this testimony in Congress.
What's the tariff on bananas? Americans, by the way, love bananas. We buy billions of them a year. I love bananas. What's the tariff on bananas?
The tariff on bananas would be representative of the countries that produce them.
And what's that tariff?
Generally 10%.
Correct, 10%. Walmart has already increased the cost of bananas by 8%.
But as countries do deals with us, that will go to zero. As countries do deals with us, that will go to zero.
But the cost is on the American consumer now and on the businesses with the confusion now. Mr. Secretary, I believe you know better. I believe you recognize that a trade deficit is not something to fear. I believe you know that predictability, stability is essential for businesses. I wish you would show that truth to this administration. And I yield back.
Time of the gentlelady has expired.
Would you mind, Mr. Chairman, if I make one quick comment to the end? Would that be okay?
I'm sorry?
Would you mind if I make one quick comment to the representative?
Sure. Please.
There is no uncertainty if you build in America and you produce your product in America, there will be no tariff.
We can't
produce
bananas in America.
The concept of building in America and paying no tariff is very, very clear.
We cannot build bananas in America.
Secretary Lutnick, I guess just pieced, I don't know. I mean, he could not have dug himself a deeper hole when Congresswoman Dean makes her point, we can't build or grow bananas in the United States. And so when Wisconsinites are going to the store and you're paying more for bananas or avocados or whatever it might be, just remember, it all goes back to the Trump tariff. Let's go to the phone lines quickly, 855-752-4842. Gene, listening up in beautiful Eau Claire. I learned, Gene, this week, did you know this? That Eau Claire's nickname is City of Bridges. Gene? Gene is here. Gene is not here. 855. Apparently, Gene, I hope she hasn't fallen off a bridge. I was on Schwab's show. We had this contest, this quiz between Schwab and I on Nightlight that Conrad put together. I won it by the slimmest of margins. I won it by one answer. But Schwab beat me on that one, that I did not know that Eau Claire is nicknamed the City of Bridges. Maybe we can sneak this in quick. Let's go to Mark in Pernissac. Mark, about 30 seconds. It's yours. What say you?
Yeah, well, let's, you know, Licknut or whatever is Nutlick. You know, he's just a fool anyway. But for Donald Trump, let's get back to Donald Trump and for his D-Day acknowledgement. He didn't acknowledge that there was anybody else other than the Americans, British and the Canadians in the forces on D-Day, and we have to acknowledge that the Poles were there, the French were there, that all the Nazi occupied countries that were part of the alliance were there, and he could have actually included them. But
absolutely. Thank you, Mark. Up against the clock. Sorry, my friend. Stay tuned. Wild and wacky news for our friend Peter Rapine from E-Bombs World next on the All Ball Show. Don't go anywhere on Civic Media.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin farmers are just wrapping up their planting season, but in other areas of the U.S., harvest has begun. I'm Pam Yonke with a wrap-up on your agribusiness news for a Friday afternoon. Take, for example, the Southern Plains. The U.S. wheat harvest is off to a slower-than-usual start there. Harvest a little challenging because of persistent wet weather. Paul Paplow from Paplow Custom Harvesting says that's not what normally happens in that area of the world. So he said they're taking one day at a time.
So we typically start with everything in Wichita Falls, Texas. A lot of our acres were adjusted out down there this year because of the early drought. So right now we're getting a little bit of a slower start. So we started in Wichita Falls. We got some stuff in Kingfisher, Oklahoma to do, which machines in Wichita Falls will go there. From there, we usually come up to the Kansas-Oklahoma line in Kiowa and Anthony area. So we're starting a little bit later this year than normal just because of the crop failure down south.
Yeah, crop failure because of the drought. Now they can't get started with the wheat harvest in the south because of wet weather. Paul Paplow with Paplow Custom Harvesting. Remember, these custom harvest crews will basically start in one area and then slowly move all their equipment and personnel north, harvesting as they go. He's starting off, as he said, in Wichita Falls, Texas. Then he'll move up through into Oklahoma and farther north towards Montana, where he hears that they're actually ahead of schedule. Markets are next.
The Classic Green Reunion comes to Wisconsin June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. This year's event showcases Model B and industrial tractors, Waterloo Boy engines, and even drills. Come for the tractors and equipment and stay for the tours, vendors, camaraderie, and a good old-fashioned Wisconsin fish fry. To see event details or to register for tours, visit classicgreen.org. The Classic Green Reunion, June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. See you there.
Mmm, pancakes, potatoes, sausage, eggs, oh my. Come hungry to the Marquette County June Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, June 8th at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield. In addition to breakfast, enjoy live music, farm tours, a petting zoo, and kid games. You can also try your luck at bingo. Breakfast and activities start at 7 a.m. at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield on June 8th. For full event details, see our event on Facebook.
Managed to finish in the black for all of our commodities on a Friday afternoon. July corn was up 3, December new crop up a penny at 4.49. July soybeans 6 cents stronger, November new crop up 4, 10.37. July wheat up 9 at 5.55. The dairy markets, barrel cheese was unchanged at 186. 40-pound black cheese actually dropped 6 and a quarter to 185 and 3 quarters. AA butter was down a quarter of a cent, 255 and a half per pound. The July class 3 milk that goes into cheese currently trading 22 cents stronger at 1886, while August is up 32, currently at 1933 a hundredweight. Have a great weekend. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Overcast but calm today, with comfortable high temperatures scraping about 70 and rain likely. Maybe some rumbles of thunder this afternoon. Starting the day off tomorrow with partial sunshine, highs will reach the mid-70s. But more scattered showers and some storms could pop up in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
You're speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, actor Mark Unger, and it's a bar band Friday night with Rocker filling in for his Maxine co-host Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on a beautiful TGIF Friday afternoon, June 6th. After a long week of a fire hose of information, as they say, which can get depressing and overwhelming, what we want to end the show on is something we can laugh, we can relax, hang out with somebody we like. There's no better person to do that than our ongoing contributor, our friend. He's the managing editor of E-Bombs World with the bi-weekly Week in Review, Mr. Peter Rapine, live from New York. How are you, Peter?
Doing great, Todd. It's Friday, so right? Nothing to complain about. And now, it's been a long, crazy week of news, so we should have a great show.
Now, before we get into this, because you've been open about this, we appreciate that. People have asked because they say, we hope Peter's happy. And you've a while back, you met a wonderful young woman on a vacation in Mexico. And when you came on, for those watching on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and the like, a very handsome, groomed Peter Rapine. What's all this about?
I'm meeting her in Zurich on Sunday, so I had to get a clean haircut.
As one does. Oh, I'm meeting my new girlfriend in Zurich.
Which, just to be clear, me playing Justin Timberlake's Cry Me a River has nothing to do with that. Right. It's about a different – it's about a breakup that the president is
going through. No. Peter's fine. He's not going through a breakup.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I just think you look happy. And
I am.
Along with my audience, we want you to be happy because we love hanging out with you.
Thanks, Todd. I appreciate that.
Well, have a great trip.
I will. It'll be nice to get away, unplug for a week or so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's been crazy out there, as you probably know.
It's been absolutely crazy. So let's get into it, Peter. All these headlines can be found at eBombs, E-B-A-U-M-S, world.com. And again, this is not fiction. This is not made-up stuff. This isn't writers in a room. This is actual wacky behavior of actual wacky humans.
Yes. I like to say that we're funny, but we're not this funny. And clearly the biggest story of the week, something you guys have probably already talked about. Elon and Trump are having their breakup, their fallout. And I think maybe the last couple minutes of the show, we'll read some of our favorite tweets. I don't know how much you guys have said yet. Basically, Elon called Trump a pedophile. Yes. And word is going out around that Steve Bannon is going to try to convince Trump to deport him.
We played the cut at the top of the show from Bannon on his show last night, calling exactly for that. It's gotten real.
Yeah. Let them fight. Just let them fight. Right? Yeah. We don't have to be a part of it. But one of my favorite stories this week comes from TikTok, like some of my favorite stories always do. And Gen Z, you know, we talk about them from time to time. Mm-hmm. They don't drink as much. They kind of do things their own way. They're blazing new trails. But there's a new trend going on. So headline reads, TikTokers are calling bars before going there to, quote, check the vibe.
TikTokers are calling bars before going there to, quote unquote, check the vibe. And for those that might not know it, that's kind of the new Gen Z phrase for vibing and checking. Kind of like, you know, what's the feeling? What's going on? Like,
yeah. Yeah. What's the energy like?
Yeah. The energy. That's a good word. Yeah.
And in one of the videos, a 21-year-old, I think she's British, lady calls the bar and she asks, are there any handsome men there worth coming down to see? so a warning has gone out among bars. So be prepared for Gen Z kids to call you and ask you what the vibe is like.
And do we have audio with this one? Is there audio exoberous for this or no? Yes, there is. All right, here we go. So here's some audio now. Gen Zers checking out the vibe.
Hello. I was just wondering, like, is there any, like, good crack in the pub tonight? Like, is there any, like, hot ones, like, that may be worth coming down to see?
2 seconds now, let me tell you.
Okay, perfect.
Now they're having fun with this, but the cool thing is a person on the other end of the phone is having fun too.
Exactly. Yeah. Loads of them. Come on down. Right. What is she going to say? No, don't come to my bar.
Right. And if they get there, there is nobody that's hot. She's going to say, well, you just missed him.
You just missed him. Exactly. But it's kind of like a tongue in cheek trend. Who knows how serious the kids are about it, but give it a shot. You never know. It might work out for you. Call a bar that you've never been to before and ask, hey, what's the vibe like?
What's the vibe? What's going on there? And see, if I were running the bar, I'd say, well, what vibe are you looking for? And then I'd just say, that's the vibe.
Exactly.
That was great. All right, very good. Next headline.
So this video is about a week old, and it was shot on a Delta flight that was delayed, and they're sitting there on the tarmac waiting to take off. And someone had the bright idea of allowing a young girl to sing into the PA system. So the headline reads, people are livid that a child sang Disney songs over a plane intercom.
People are livid that a child sang Disney songs over a plane intercom.
And the audio for this one speaks for itself.
All right, here we go.
No matter how hard I try, every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back. A place I know where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea. It calls me, and no one knows how far it goes. If the wind and my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know.
And she just keeps going.
So, I mean,
uninterrupted.
The voice isn't that bad, but
no,
she's
not terrible.
I think if I'm on a plane and the thing is delayed and I'm ticked off because now I'm going to miss my connecting flight, the last thing I need is a 9-year-old singing Disney songs.
Yes, specifically Moana songs. not that I think that makes it worse or better. That's just a little detail. But yeah, if you're delayed, it's the last thing you want to hear. And I think the woman who filmed the video and posted it on TikTok was not upset. And clearly no one in the plane is yelling or screaming or telling her to stop. But when the video went on to Twitter, that's where people got their pitchforks and were ready to burn down this Delta flight.
Zomers, you have something?
I think one of my favorite parts of the video is there's somebody sitting in the row right behind her who puts on headphones at the beginning. And then at the end, it's just like, I give up and takes them back off.
I think nothing against the young girl. I mean, she has a fine voice, but and I think it would have been fine to sing like, hey, do you want to sing one line or one stanza? But it just keeps going.
It keeps going. It keeps going. And yeah, you can't yell over a young girl singing into a, you know, into anything. You can't do that. You're not going to get any points from anyone doing that. So you kind of have to sit down and take it.
There's part of you saying, well, she's saying, let it go. You know, don't worry about the flight. Let it go. Let it go. Now, that would have been kind of funny. Just the chorus. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Next headline. Yeah. We're talking with Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, with our biweekly look at the wild and wacky week in review. Next headline, Peter.
And this one comes to us from France. France's budget minister caught eating her boogers on TV.
France's budget minister got caught eating her boogers on TV. Explain, Peter Rapine.
The audio for this isn't too great, so I'm going to have to do my best to paint you the picture. She puts her finger up her nose and then puts that finger in her mouth directly afterwards.
My. And she's like, it's not like in a corner. She's like up in front addressing Parliament or whatever they have over there.
Yeah, she's I assume that's what it is. It's a hearing of some kind.
Yeah.
And she clearly was a little hungry. I'm not sure if that's a French delicacy. You know, they like snails. Things over there. Yeah.
Escargot. I mean, I've been in public a lot and worked in government. And especially when you're at a hearing like that, be aware, be self. I mean, it's just a in my opinion, it's a disgusting, I don't want to call it a habit, but some people do this. And I think it's just gross. Yeah.
I think I remember the last time I ate a booger. I think I was like,
you've done that?
As a kid, sure. Yeah.
Oh,
I think maybe like seven or eight or nine. And I did it and I was like, oh, I've lost the taste for this.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's just disgusting. Yeah. All right. Thanks for all. Well, I do need to lose weight, Peter. So thank you with that. Oh, I will not be eating anything else this afternoon. All right. Next headline.
Next headline, two Secret Service agents beat the crap out of each other outside Obama's house.
These are two Secret Service agents beating the crap out of each other outside of Obama's house. Explain what's going on here.
So the woman or person who was supposed to relieve a Secret Service agent of her duty was late for her shift. And there's a audio here of one of the Secret Service agents calling into the Secret Service dispatch saying, you better tell her to get down here immediately or I'm going to whoop her ASS. And we have the audio for it.
All right, now here we go.
And there's video of the two agents fighting when the one agent does show up.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking. He's not just fighting; they're pushing each other up against a Secret Service car. What's going on here? Because I mean, former presidents get Secret Service for their entire life, but these folks, I mean, it's not like Obama is the current sitting president. Things should be pretty calm, but clearly the one agent was very late for her shift.
She must have had a date or was just getting tired and grumpy and wanted to go home and go to bed. But yeah, not what you'd expect from the Secret Service for them to beat each other up.
No. She had to catch a plane to Zurich. I'm not sure what she was doing. That's a little disturbing. I mean, if I'm President Obama, I'm like, maybe we should get a couple of new Secret Service people.
Yeah, you'd imagine that if you're a Secret Service, you'd have a level head. She must have really, really been late. I don't know how long I would have had to wait. It would have been like 3 hours plus some young girl in the backseat singing Moana for me to get that man.
All right, next headline, Peter Ray Pudd.
Next headline. There was a pigeon loose in a cabin of a Delta flight last week.
There is a pigeon loose in the cabin of a Delta flight. You know how much we love a good animal story here.
The audio on this one is fun. It's just a bunch of people screaming because they're afraid of the pigeon flying around. And there's one good Samaritan who has stood up in the center aisle and he has his jacket out. And it appears like he catches it, though it's kind of hard to tell because the video is not the best quality.
All right, well,
but if you want to hear the screams of all these passengers, it's pretty good.
We got nothing else to do on a Friday. Let's hear some screams on a Delta flight as a loose pigeon is snuck its way on board. Here we go. You'd think it was a snake on a plane. You know?
You'd think it was a bomb or something.
It's a pigeon.
But it probably got on through like the food service. There's no way it got through the airport.
No.
You know, when they load on the hot meals or whatever.
Right, right.
But also imagine wherever that pigeon is going, it gets off the plane. It's like, I don't know where the hell I am.
Right.
Where am I?
Thank you. Exactly.
I'm in Zurich. What am I doing here?
Thank you for bringing that up. Because what about the poor pigeon who now has no idea where it's at? It hasn't got a nest, a partner. It doesn't know where to get food. It's in a foreign land.
Well, yeah, you hear that woman screaming. Imagine how the pigeon feels. Imagine what the pigeon is thinking. Like, oh, shit.
Shoot. Yes, exactly. All right, next headline. Here we go. Oh, no, sorry. Got to take a break. Come back. We're going to do a little break. Come back. More headlines with Peter Rapine after this. It's the Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is Pollinator Month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The Ecosystem Mission Area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News, followed by check of weather, sports with a great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, and then another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6, followed by our great friend Pete Schwabba and Conrad and Nightlight from 6 until 8, Native Roots Radio with Robert Pilot and then Rick Smith across America. Don't forget the Brewers at home against the Padres tonight across several stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm going down on Sunday. And don't forget it's being shown on the Roku Sports Channel. And if you stick around after the Roku Sports Channel, you can see for free, just a bit outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. So a little plug for them for their great movie. Right now we have the great Peter Rapine. He is the managing editor of EPOM's World with his biweekly look at the week in review before he jets off to Tony Switzerland with a pigeon on board. All right, Peter Rapine, next headline.
Well, I think a couple of weeks ago we talked about how people were trolling AI drive-thrus with like insane orders. Mm-hmm. Well, this one comes to us from Australia. KFC installed AI drive-thrus in Australia, but they can't understand Australian accents.
KFC installed AI drive-thrus in Australia, but they can't understand the Aussie accents. Explain.
This one was cooked up in a lab specifically for me. There's a bunch of videos on TikTok of Australians getting very upset as they're trying to order their KFC. Specifically trying to order barbecue seems to be a phrase that the AI assistant doesn't really register coming from them. And we have a great audio for this one.
All right, before I play it, just to be clear, this is not people trying to intentionally punk like those other videos trying to mess it up. These are just actual Australians just trying to put in a regular old order at KFC in Australia.
Exactly.
All right, here we go. Here's the audio.
Can I please get a slider?
Which slider would you like?
Barbecue.
Okay.
Delete the barbecue sauces.
Got it.
No. Delete the add-on of sauces.
By the way, I love a great Australian accent from a true Aussie like that. But what's no. What's KFC thinking? Don't they test this out with real Australians before they put it into actual function?
I mean, you would assume so, but that doesn't mean they actually did that. honestly, no idea. I just, it's just funny watching Australians and hearing Australians go, no. You would assume that they would have tested it out, but probably not. It probably was just like a model that they put an Aussie accent on, and it was just trained off of Americans.
Just another example, forget AI, have real humans. That's what I want.
Yeah. No, exactly.
By the way, what's worse, Big Macs or Whoppers?
What's worse, Whopper?
Really? Any particular reason?
I've had more Big Macs in my life than Whoppers.
Really? All right. That was our question earlier today, our what's worse question, written by CP, by the way. All right, next headline.
Dude hits dance moves in school parking lot before stealing $5,000 worth of laptops.
A dude hits dance moves in a school parking lot before stealing $5,000 worth of laptops. What up?
So this story also comes to us from Australia, specifically Melbourne, where the man has not been caught. A burglar broke into a school and stole a bunch of laptops from school. But before he broke in and stole the laptops, he was caught on CCTV camera busting some moves in the parking lot.
These robbers are just not smart. Okay, here we go.
Police in Victoria are seeking assistance identifying a burglar who had a temporary dance party in a school car park. The man arrived at a Sunbury school about 10 past 1 in the morning before being captured on CCTV busting a move.
And he's dancing
hard around to tell with what a flashlight he's doing. Yeah, it's not quite like it's not the gritty, which is I know a big popular dance move for like kids today. He's just kind of, you know, freestyling it, which is bold because he also got away with the crime, or at least so far has gotten away with
he's that. Like in a track suit, his face is uncovered, his headlights are on, so everybody could clearly see who it is, and he's doing some kind of bad ballet versus I don't know, hip-hop, and with a flashlight. I mean, did the guy take a gummy before he decided to do a robbery? I don't know.
The bravest robbery, yeah. That you only do that when you know there's zero chance you're going to get caught.
Right. And the fact the guy is still on the loose. Yeah. All right, next headline. We're about a minute left.
Next headline. All right. All the best reactions to the Trump-Elon fallout. Right. What a glorious week it was, guys.
I thought of you.
Yesterday was one of the best days on the internet since 2016. I'm just going to rapid fire a couple of these things off. Yeah. From Josh Sorby, this messy Trump-Musk breakup is truly the gayest thing about Pride Month.
Okay. Very good. Yes. Go ahead. Next one.
And this was the Elon bomb that Elon tweeted that really sent it all over the edge. Elon tweets, time to drop the really big bomb. Real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. This is the real reason they have not been made public. And then he ends it with, have a nice day, DJT.
And that's really when things blew up. When Elon basically confirms that Trump's in the Epstein files, that's when, this is serious now.
And then from Franklin Leonard, the funniest possible outcome is definitely Trump deporting him.
And that's real too. They're looking at that. They're thinking of it.
They're actually trying to do it. And then from cat turd, everyone's favorite cat, you know,
right.
turd. Everyone needs to calm the F down.
It's out of control. Truth is stranger than fiction. Peter Rapine always proves that with wacky human behavior. That's the Week in Review at EPOM's World. Peter, thank you very much. Safe travels, my friend, over to Europe. We'll see you when you get back.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Also appreciate Brady Ewing being here as well. Zomers, as always, and all of you for listening. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you next week.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Attorney General Pam Bondi says Kilmar Abrego Garcia landed back in the U.S. today after mistakenly being deported to El Salvador 2 months ago. He returns to face criminal charges after a federal grand jury indicted him for allegedly transporting undocumented migrants within the U.S.
It is alleged this defendant is part of the same smuggling ring responsible for the death of more than 50 migrants in 2021 after the tractor trailer overturned in Mexico.
The Supreme Court upheld a lower court's order that the Trump administration facilitate Abrego Garcia's return after admitting he was mistakenly deported. Mohammed Solomon, the man accused of the firebombing attack at a Jewish rally Sunday in Boulder, Colorado, is due back in court, this time to face federal charges. A better-than-expected jobs report for May shows American employers added 139,000 jobs last month. This is ABC News.